You've blessed me.
That, my friends, is the sound of a Sprite cranberry being poured. Hate this. Love that. Okay.
And this made my day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, love that. Okay, I totally meant poured, not the other thing.
Yeah, totally.
Welcome to a new episode of Let's Make Conversation, hosted by me, your host, Walker, and apparently John now.
Yeah, I'm your co-host.
Yeah, for it. I think Walker's going to be my co-host, actually. We don't know yet.
Who knows? Or maybe we co-host together. It's equality.
It's a tri co-host.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you can have three co-hosts.
But who's the third?
Walker. You, Walker, me.
That took me a second to process.
Yeah.
Right, there's two.
Yeah. Mmm. Get some Sprite Cranberry ASMR. There we go.
Okay, I can't hear it.
So, swallow. I have literally no idea what we're talking about, so catch me up to speed.
I could rant. Literally, that's what this is. This is a rant, because...
Just every podcast is a rant. Let's keep it in a podcast format, though.
The podcast rant format. Okay. Yeah. What's dot... PR... F? Yeah. Okay.
.prf?
Yeah. Podcast rant format.
Oh, okay.
So, yes. Let's tell the story of how little gay boy got lectured by, the peoples of the community to not be homophobic. It's sad, actually.
It's actually funny.
Yeah. Dramatic effect. So, essentially... What happened was, I was on iPhoney, right? And obviously that's where all, usually where all the, like, non-liberals gather, so, basically, I sent out a meme that was like, hey, if anyone wants to talk about how the LGBT community has devolved, please hit me up, and I put a picture of my dog to, like, lessen the blow, you know? Because you can't get mad at a doggo, and if you are, you're just a horrible person.
Well, I see the person who commented was indeed a horrible person.
Yes, they were. So, I got a comment that was... Let me see, I have it on here, actually. I could look. Okay, let's see. This is ad-lib, but, ooh, not like the other gays. She's... blank. She's different and homophobic. Internally homophobic or something like that. And I was like,
how can a gay be homophobic?
Yes, and here's the rant I'm going to go on.
Go for it.
Internalized homophobia, aka a steaming pile of shit.
Okay, there we go.
That is the most I've never been lectured on that before, and now that I finally have, I just realize that this is the perfect proof of idiocy in the community. If I do not agree with you, it is homophobic. If I am gay, it is internally. I have internalized the straight ideals. I'm sorry. What? Excuse just because me. I believe that children should not be talking about what kind of sex they like to have. At 9, like...
Why would children want to say that anyway?
Exactly, right? That's my thing, and that's like... If we didn't oppress, children would find out so much sooner, and I'm just like... How about we do this thing called just not be a turd, and then if they find out they are, good for you? Like...
Yeah.
It's funny because you want to, like, not have pressure put on you... But you're, like, opening yourselves up to it, and it's really sad, you know? Not for you, but for me, because it's irritating. Like, this was at, like, 4:35, that's the time I remember, and this paragraphs, like, they don't even fit in the text box. Like, there's a limit, right? Like, 500 characters. She went past the 500 character limit, like, type out, full essay. What's your response to that? It's 4:35. If you want a formal debate, get off of iFunny and talk to me after I've had some sleep.
Honestly.
It's...
I mean, I've seen those. I saw them.
I saw them.
I saw them. Yes, we're not using a, we're not using any formal pronouns.
Gotta keep it appropriate for the audience.
Oh my goodness, this is so funny. So, they say... I don't even know, this is so stupid. Okay.
I have my experience with the community, you need me to read it?
Okay, let's just go on their rant. Let's pretend I'm them. Oh, look, more evidence I'm right about your internalized homophobia. Your stance hinges on your inability to separate non-heterosexualities from sex, which is entire BS and a bigoted cultural perception.
Literally has sex in the...
You can have crushes way before that time, and if LGBT identifies... Wait, identities were actually properly represented, kids would be figuring out that they're not straight far earlier. Okay, I'm not even going... I don't want to lose that many brain cells.
Yeah,
like... I'm not going to... First off, there's so many fallacies in that argument.
First off, it's hetero, sex... It has sex in there.
Mm-hmm.
Sexuality. Like, it's in there. So, like, first off, that debunks the entire argument. Second, you don't have to, like... It doesn't matter. Like, it's... Like, as a kid, that's not what you should be preoccupied with. As a kid, it doesn't matter. Straight, gay, alien, Apache attack helicopter. Like, it does not...
The third one is mine.
Yeah. It doesn't matter because you're a child. And...
Honestly. Desmond is amazing. Okay.
Oh, no.
Another debate topic. Go for it.
I still have not put out my script for that, but I'll do that later.
Okay.
Oh, Lordy. Okay, so I did, like, a bit of research on this guy. Like, it's... He's a kid. It's not his fault, because, like, he was gay. Like, he came out as soon as he entered this world.
How old is he?
11. 10 or 11. I think it's 11, but it could be 10, which would be worse, because that's one year closer to fetus, so...
Yeah, he's already a fetus. He's, like, 10.
Yeah, and he's small, too. Like, Lord, this poor child. No. Like, that's, again, not something they should be concerned with, especially, like, I guess to me, like, it's one of those things where it's like, all right, that's fine. It's okay. You can do whatever you want to do. Even if it's, like, not right, that's a you thing.
I would like to disagree with that, but...
Yeah, that's your opinion.
That's my opinion indeed, but I'm just basing it off of a moral standpoint.
No, I just, like, I don't want to waste brain cells on some of these people. There's someone else to scold them. I'm not good at scolding people. I'm a teddy bear.
Well, it's not the fact that they're... It needs someone else to scold them. They just need to lose a chromosome and and be normal. Sorry to
Why all those... can't you be normal?
Why can't you be normal? Autistic screeching.
Oh, God.
Oh. Welcome to Let's Make Conversations. Autism, Down syndrome, LGBTQ communities, and memes. So.
And basically devolved from professional to... That.
Yeah.
Pepe the Frog.
Pepe the Frog. I have a Pepe shirt. I love it.
I mean, you have this, and it's like in the corner of the room. Mm-hmm.
My boy Josh drew that for me.
Well, I guess I have some work to do with my art. Yeah.
But now it's time just to connect my talking point in here. So, in the beginning of this, at around... 1 minute of this podcast, like the first minute, we start talking about people who have an extra chromosome, and I'm sorry to all the Down syndrome people, you're gonna take a beating from me, I'm sorry, but my standpoint on what John here said is that BS. Okay, so you said though that you can do this, you can do that, even though if it's not right, I don't care. I do. That's the thing. Because, I mean, you might.
I'm a detached person over time, and there's reasons for that, but that's not important in this podcast. That's another thing for another time. I'm just, like, I've learned to detach from things.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, usually, if I see something like that happening, like, I will just think to myself, yeah, that's a little weird. And if I say something like that, that means that you need to stop.
Oh, yeah?
So that's my cue for that. But, like, again, if you're pimping your kid out, like, already, that's bad. But they pimped him out to a gay bar, which...
Wait.
Yes, they did. That's the important part that I was getting to. Yeah, it's sad. Like, you cannot... First off, you cannot do that because... That's not what a kid should be at. And, again...
He's 11!
Yeah, right?
Does he live in the U.S.?
Yeah, I think so. No, I think it's Canada. Of course it'd be Canada.
Of course it'd be Canada. It's basically the U.S., but with different child laws.
Yeah, child laws.
Child and everyone's nicer.
Everyone apologizes. You know, maybe I should go there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be accepted.
Acceptance, guys.
The wholesomeness. Actually,
in Vancouver, if you get someone's pronouns wrong, you can get arrested.
I'm sorry. I'm staying in the U.S. I'm sorry, sir, what are your can you ask?
Just go to Newfoundland. It's as far away from Vancouver as you can get, but just in Canada.
And it's also the breed of a dog, so that's literally the most important part,
mm-hmm.
Obviously.
Honestly, I'd go there just because it's named Newfoundland.
Exactly. Like, that's...
Okay, it's one word, but it has three words. Newfoundland.
They're so creative.
They're so creative. First we got Music Maker, now we got Newfoundland.
Yeah, that's the name of my audio software, Music Maker. I'm not even kidding. It sounds like the description of it, but it's not. Like, no fancy schmancy, this is the beats, bro. Like, nothing like that, just... No, my lord.
So, moving on.
Moving on, the community is stupid. What is your causation? Oh, yeah, I don't have the quote, but it was... They said drag queens are not sexual in any way. Cross-dressing, see, there's a difference between drag queens and cross-dressing. Cross-dressing is... It's exactly what it sounds like. You just dress up as the opposite sex. But drag's the very exaggerated version, and most of the time it tends to be a sexual thing. Not mm-hmm. saying all of them do that. But a lot of them do.
A lot. Like, by a lot, a lot.
We're not looking for the small minority of people who don't, okay? Yeah. I don't know what you watching. Take one step.
Take one step. Like, let's search up right now.
Okay. He's really searching hard, you can tell.
Yeah, no. And they're just searching for the exact one case of a person who didn't do drag sexually.
Yeah. Like, that's not...
I slapped my laptop so hard. I'm so feeling bad about that right now. Okay, so... It wasn't even on the keyboard either. It was just on the corner of the laptop. I was just like, bam.
He made an effort and he failed.
I didn't exactly fail, but I just...
Is there a picture of a drag queen on your screen?
Maybe. No.
Is it sexual?
No. No. I found the one case, guys.
Yeah, I found the one case. Obviously, it's Walker. It's him. It's him, obviously.
Honestly, it's me. Okay, this is how it's gonna be, guys.
Don't judge him.
Political review. We're totally not stealing that from PewDiePie in any way.
Oh, no.
Who would do that?
Who would ever steal anything from PewDiePie? Our Lord and Savior, is that you?
Grande, Dolan Dark, I don't know. Meme Lord, another Meme Lord.
Dankest Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, drag is a performance art. That was the lie.
YouTube Rewind. It's time. YouTube Rewind smashing right now. We're gonna bash him.
I actually have not watched that yet. Are we doing a reaction to this?
One second, we're gonna cut real quick so that John can see YouTube Rewind. Three, two, one. John, what did you think of YouTube Rewind 2018?
Fake scream. That was a fake scream.
Okay.
But the pain is real. I have no idea what that was, and I have not seen YouTube Rewind from years prior. All I know is that this year, Liza, you know, I really do like your content. But why are you there? Like, you're barely on YouTube. You're making a TV show on YouTube that you have to pay for. And I don't pay for content. Tabs and Odd Ones Out and Jane were there, and I'm happy about that. But, like, the rest of these people, I didn't know who they were. Apart from Will Smith, obviously.
A lot of this was a lot of Twitch streamers. Ninja.
Yeah, right? Like, what?
He doesn't even post stuff mainly on his YouTube channel. He just streams on Twitch, and then he just posts his highlights. But, there's also the fact that, it sucked.
Yeah, and K-pop.
And then there's also the political speech.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. That's what we're here for. I thought that was completely and utterly, like, it was shoved in there for, like, the views. Like, okay, we get it. We understand. People are empowered. Trixie Mattel and, Katya, I don't know how to spell a Russian last name, were in there. Like, of course I know those people from, like, years prior, when I was not a non-SJW. Yes, I went through that phase. But, like, that is so much cancer. We're here to celebrate all the dank memes from this year. We're not here to celebrate women's rights, women's empowerment.
You haven't seen 2017.
No. Are you going to make me see it?
No, I'm not. But everyone who will have listened to this will have seen it.
Yeah.
And it has so many memes, and it's so great. It has Kendrick Lamar's, what is it? Oh, yeah, it's Humble. It has Kendrick Lamar's Humble, and it has the Bag Raiders meme.
Like, do, do, do.
Yeah,
do,
like
do,
that.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah, it has that. And there's also, no, it didn't have Bongo Cat back then. It had Lily Pons and Liza.
When they were relevant.
It's so bad that PewDiePie wasn't in that one.
I was sorry.
Because it went downhill.
Yeah.
It went downhill. They made a good effort with so many memes in there.
Mm-hmm.
But then we could see the downward progression. And then PewDiePie just started rising up.
And then PewDiePie made one, and it was just like, the community, I'm so proud of this community, dislikes the whole video.
Honestly.
We're all proud of the community, we're all proud of, like, these people who are making strides and stuff, but that, like, their entire brand shouldn't be, I play video games because women empowerment. Like, that shouldn't be a thing. Like, I have a YouTube channel, like, outside of my regular one, and...
Okay.
My life is not... Oh my god, I'm so gay. Like, the only channel I've come out on is my politics channel. But, like, my regular channel, I play video games. Like, gay is not my brand. I'm not gonna make it my brand. It's stupid. I don't know why people make it your brand.
You should make a brand called, Gay Preem.
Why Preem?
Supreme.
Okay, well, we're not devolving that far yet. That's going in the other evil.
There are two evils?
There are more evils than you will ever know.
Just like the amount of superimposed genders on our society.
Ooh.
If I had a dollar for every gender, I'd have $2.
I can't do the, scream.
What do you think about that?
Ooh, let's see. Let me channel my...
Let me channel my...
inner SJW real quick.
Okay.
I think that is completely and utterly stupid. Why would you ever say something that oppresses the entire community like that? People like you are the reason I go home and cry.
All right, well, that got in touch with a part of me that I never, ever want to see again, that I thought I murdered, but apparently used to revive.
Apparently not.
So... I'm glad you all got some nice amount of cancer, because you're welcome for that.
Now, to avoid anyone getting a brain tumor, the rest of this podcast is going to be a Sprite Cranberry ASMR. Just kidding. We're going to...
Get your chemo.
Yeah.
Get your chemos ready.
Yeah, just get it going. We're going to keep talking. So, do you agree with me that there are two genders? Only two genders.
What about Apache Attack Helicopter?
Okay, three genders.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, so what would,
alien, what?
What would you think... Why do you think people think there are more?
They were dropped on their head as kids.
Their mom dropped... Donish!
Oh, no.
And we're back. I had a friend call me over Discord just because, talking about some Rocket League stuff, but,
Important.
What were we talking about again?
Why Sprite Cranberry makes the best ASMR?
Honestly.
So what's our next subject, since we forgot what,
I think our subject was, why people think... that there are more than three genders.
Oh, yes, and that's right, and I said they got dropped on the head when they were kids, and I collectively pissed off the entire...
listener base.
Yeah.
And SJWs, because they could sense it. you okay?
Good.
Okay, good.
Sprite Cranberry salted me. It tried to drown me through the windpipe.
It tried to choke me.
It didn't agree, so it tried to. It was not consensual choking.
It raped me.
This is not.
Sprite Cranberry raped me, guys.
This is non-consensual. But hot, what?
But hot, what? Oh my gosh.
Kinky as shit. Edit that out.
Okay, so now what's going on?
Let's look for internet cancer.
That's my brother for you.
That is just absolutely someone. Is there more?
I need to go onto. I'm going to go onto the Reddit SJW subreddit.
Anger the SJWs.
Okay. Oh, dude.
Did you find my name?
There's a men's rights. There's a men's rights subreddit.
We don't count. NRA all right now. Success is
okay. So we'll be right back.
Ah.
We're back. Again. With.
Some kinky shit.
Yeah. First headline. Man spends $50,000 on over 100 procedures to transform into a genderless alien. Thoughts?
I saw a couple clips of him, and he does look like a thought, yes.
That's not where I was going with that, but okay.
Well, so, you see, again, this is one of those things where you... can do you, because no one else is gonna do you. What? It's true, though. I mean, like, if he...
It's so true, but it...
if that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. Just don't expect everyone to call you...
Baby.
Z-Zam, Wham-Bam, thank you, ma'am, sir. I...
Don't expect someone to call you Jar of Mayonnaise if that's your pronoun.
Excuse me, my pronoun is not a... You cannot call me Jar of Mayonnaise. That's it's
Jars of Mayonnaise.
That's
thank
misgendering
you.
Me. I am Propeller Sir, because I am an Apache Attack Helicopter.
Oh, yes. I just don't get why someone would do that.
Again, that's their preference.
It is their preference. He's from Los Angeles, too. That makes all the sense in the world.
I mean, they do call him a man, so maybe his pronouns are he, her. I mean...
He, her. Okay.
Yeah, he, her is like a, They're pretty good at... It's like PEMDAS. Like, they cancel.
They cancel out.
It. They cancel it out. It really likes to play. It's looking for a date.
He's trying to go to Pennywise. He's trying to be the actual it.
No, don't disgrace Pennywise like that. I'm just full of sick roasts today.
Oh, you got me.
That's probably why I got choked non-consensually by
the Sprite Cranberry.
But that's reserved for only certain people in my life. Except they don't exist yet. Can we just talk about how lonely I am? Hit me up if you're DTF on a Tuesday. Only on a Tuesday, because apparently that's the best day to do it.
Turning up on a Tuesday. Okay.
Dick. Wonder where I can get a date. Drinks. Continuing on my not trip down emotional baggage. We have a question for the audience. Mm-hmm. What kind of things are you into? I'm out of questions. I don't know.
Dude.
Is this...
I had no idea.
That I was the sexual... Yeah.
No, I had no idea we were going to do a question, but let's see what happens. Trump or no Trump? There's your question for the day.
Oh, my question. Oh, I mean, given the two choices, yes, Trump, because I don't like Hillary. She kind of... not fit to rule. Sorry, try again.
Do you know who Elizabeth Warren is?
Lordy, I have no idea, because I don't...
The one out of 1,024 Indian?
I am a politics virgin, so... You're trying to break me in?
Well, she's basically a senator for Massachusetts, and she is... trying to get the presidency. She's announced that she's going into the presidency, but she's famous for getting into college for claiming that she is part Indian, like claiming she is one out of 1,024th.
That's a big number.
Yeah, one.
I don't do big numbers.
1,024th Indian. And she basically stole money from taxpayers from doing that.
That's hot.
Only a certain kind of person could be able to do that.
Yes. But that's his word, because I didn't do my research, and I'm pretty sure... Oh, yeah, I remember this. This was like... This came up in the news writing class, and she was like... Oh, yeah, like, no one knows, but, like... It'd be fun to find out with a good representation, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, why is everything about representation and not people who can do their job? Exactly. If they just so happen to, like, to bang the same gender, that's great, because there are two. What?
Three.
Yeah, right, three. You're right.
No, I think there's four, actually.
What's the fourth?
Sprite Cranberry.
I identify. I'm changing my gender. I'm gender fluid. I'm changing my gender. Just Sprite Cranberry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling pretty Sprite Cranberry today.
I'm feeling pretty Krite Scranberry today. Prite Scranberry?
Okay. Well, that's great. How long? This is like a 30-minute.
Yeah. And rant. We have about run out of time. So with that, Prite Scranberry, we're going to wish y'all farewell. Thank you for listening. Give us suggestions whenever you feel like it, because we can't force you to do anything. Just like it goes what Plato said, one cannot force someone to do something if they don't want to.
Non-consensual.
Exactly.
Sprite Cranberry choking.
Well, not you can't force someone to do something they don't want to do. I mean, cognitively. That's where rape comes into play. We're going to touch on that next episode.
Oh,
maybe
no.
Not.
Or maybe we'll just talk about it now. Continue on for another 20 minutes. No. Okay, it's fine.
It's fine, guys.
We end.
We don't want to give y'all any more brain cancer.
It's okay. I end my life tomorrow. What?
No. I need a co-host because I actually need an interesting podcast.
I'll make everything interesting.
Yeah.
The only way to make things interesting is if you make it sexual. That's the teenage logic. I'm not wrong.
I find it
though.
Sad how that's so true. Okay, and with that, we're gone for this time. Thank you all for listening. Goodbye.
Stay moist.
Never say that again.
If you'd like to hear more of this podcast going forward, please just send us a message on what you would like to hear from us, what topics you would like to hear, and we will try to put it in the episodes. Thank you for listening, because this is a podcast, not a movie. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the flip side. Bye.